Oh, hey there.
Hello.
Welcome to Family Home Evening.
Another Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons.
Oh my God, welcome.
You're so bad, Charlotte.
I don't want to talk about it.
What are you doing right now? Are you drinking alcohol?
My liver says no, but my body says yes.
And my heart says 1,000 times yes.
Well, it was midnight. We decided to open up some champagne. Okay, well, it's midnight Eastern time.
It's midnight at the White House. And even though there's no official significance to that, we opened up a fancy bottle of Veuve Clicquot because we are fancy ass bitches. And cheers.
Cheers. Only 12 hours left with this monstrosity.
Oh, so good. Did I just hum the Hot Pockets song?
You sure did.
I think I did. That's weird.
Hot Pockets. Weird.
That's what I think of when I think of Donald Trump. I think of orange, gooey, disgusting.
Pepperoni. Actually, you know that's all that's good. Too good for him. He's the ground beef, orange, chewy, disgusting.
Yeah.
Disgusting Hot Pocket.
All around gross.
Because some Hot Pockets are kind of delicious. Ham and cheese one's pretty good.
Well, since we're talking about food, we haven't even begun to talk about our joyous, momentous occasion that we're celebrating. We've promised for a few episodes now
that we talk about Mormon food.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't found my Mormon cookbook. I know it's around here somewhere, but I've got a lot of shit. So I was like, well, hold, let me just look up online real quick so we can come up with at least something. And I'm not amused with this list. It first says beef stroganoff, which I love beef stroganoff. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. But did we eat it growing up?
We did. Yeah.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah, that could count.
All right. Beef stroganoff is good. But then it had things like shrimp Alfredo. And I was like, bitch, we ain't got money for shrimps. We got too many kids.
Plus, where are you going to get shrimp in the middle of Utah?
Right? It says 2 slices, bacon, chopped, 1/4 cup of onion, whipped cream, artichoke hearts, crushed tomatoes.
Okay, that's a Mormon recipe.
Basil leaves, salt, pepper, large shrimps, cooked. a cup of freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Okay. So, the freshly grated is throwing me off.
It's the...
The green can.
Yes.
Yes.
The Kraft.
Yes.
Yes. The one that is in the fridge for about 5 years. And then when you're really hungry and there's no one to cook you anything, you get new spaghetti with butter and then the Parmesan cheese on it.
Shout out to you, Casey. Thanks for...
Yeah.
And butter, yeah. Did
yeah,
you
butter.
Say butter?
Just yeah. butter, Parmesan cheese, noodles. That's it.
That was Casey's go-to.
Maybe a little salt.
To feed us.
Parmesan has a little salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for keeping us alive, Casey.
We really got to get Casey to come back on the podcast.
Right?
He's funnier than... I was going to say, I don't think he's funnier than Tiffany, but he's definitely funnier than you and me.
It's true. A lot of people are funnier than you and I.
Let's do a quick shout-out to our inner circle, the cult...
Yes.
Our patrons, Siobhan, Tiffany,
George, and Henry,
and Kathy.
Right. No, it's an ever growing list.
Just kidding. We still only have 3 patrons. Why don't you guys sign up? Just give me $3 so we can
every
next time.
Month.
Next time we have a podcast come out, we can say, look, we have another patron. Otherwise, I don't want to get to the point where I have to subscribe to Patreon. I'm already subscribed to it, but give my own self $3 just so I'm not lying about having a 4th patron.
I can't believe you
ruined your
ruined
joke.
My life. It's like, and then there's Stefan, Michael.
This podcast has everything. Human bath mats. What was that? You know what I'm trying to do?
Yeah.
Stefan from Saturday Night Live.
Right. This is the hottest town in New York.
This place has it all. Jerfs. That's Jewish Smurfs.
What I was going to do is going to name off all of your creepy dolls. Be like, they're all our patrons.
Lily, Betty,
Emma,
Bash.
Michael.
I do love the little goth one, Michael, with his lace headband.
So good.
So, patrons, we love you. thanks for being a part of our cult. I'm going to send you pictures of all of my creepy dolls so that you can never go to sleep again.
You're welcome. Any cool shit we're watching, listening? I'm just going to be watching the inauguration tomorrow.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about it.
Yes. So I remember last year's inauguration, I had to work at the bar. I don't normally work before like 10 or 11, like even 10 is pushing it for me. I had to be at the bar at 7 in the morning for an inauguration party. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit. But turns out it was all of my friends who were drinking White Russians, like orange liqueur. Like it was all just a depressed, like it wasn't depressing, but it was like, fuck this guy. But it was just like.
And they made you bartend it?
Yeah, but I drink a lot. I was like, I'm taking the whole day off after this. I mean, because for me, that job at work wasn't work. That was me making some extra cash. And if I didn't have clients afterwards, then I would just get shithoused. Hmm. It was a good job. It was a good job. I was terrible at it. But not as bad as some. It's fine.
The last inauguration I remember was the second, Obama's second inauguration. And I was living in San Francisco. And let me just tell you what, the entire fucking Castro was shut the fuck down by people partying, dancing in the streets and dressed up. And there was a huge stage. They must have had a permit for it because you can't just throw that up in the middle of nowhere. But and there was like tons of cops, but everybody was just walking around with booze like you were in Las Vegas.
Nice.
And it was like just big posters and signs everywhere. And it was like, it was fantastic.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one, it's hard. You can't even have a party there because, you know, people storming the Capitol trying to cause insurrection. What's the right way to say that?
Sort of. Not really.
Okay, fine.
But also there's a pandemic.
Well, I forgot about that. Well, now that we've had COVID, I'm not worried about getting it anymore.
No, we're going to be those assholes in the street with everyone judging us.
I'm not wearing my mask. I can't get it.
You can't even get sick from me. Just kidding. We won't really. I'm a little bummed we won't be able to take to the streets and party like it's the end of the Trump era, because it's the end of the goddamn Trump era.
We can party in the living room, so we got that going for us.
Yes, we can.
Zoom party.
Let's just keep drinking this bottle and just not stop drinking throughout the night, end of the day, tomorrow.
Just this one bottle? I don't think that's going to work for me.
You got to drink really slow.
It's going to get slow warm.
You can put ice cubes in it. I'm sorry. I don't deserve to be on this planet.
Wow. This nice bottle.
Mm-hmm. Our fancy-ass champagne. This is actual champagne.
Is that why it tastes so delightful?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You're done with my...
I'm done with you. Where are we going
move
to
on.
Now?
Let's do something else. Repent?
Yes. I repent for blacking out multiple times last week. I fell down. Fucked up my knee. Then I... least fell down on a couch, but then I don't remember leaving. I guess I had to get walked out to the car. Or then I guess I went to sleep. I don't know. You tell me. I don't remember.
From some mystery locations that we're not going to divulge the circumstances surrounding.
Well, I just remember drinking wine and shots of tequila.
We went to a party yesterday full of people who've already had COVID. And we didn't social distance, and it was great because none of us could get sick again.
Right. It's been great. But yeah, because normally, you know, if we do go to something like that, we are social distance. Mm-hmm. We don't drink that much so that we don't make poor choices. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I went crazy. Mm-hmm.
I actually also fell down at that party, but it's not because I was too drunk. It's because there was a trick ditch underneath my wedge sandal, and I was carrying my dog in a dog bed, so I couldn't see my feet. Yeah.
Dexter.
Well, guess who took the brunt of that? Not Dexter. I saved him by breaking my own limbs.
You know how much that would cost to fix him? A lot.
Way too fucking much. It's going to cost as much to fix me at this point, though, so I need to start taking that into consideration the next time I want to sacrifice my body to fall for him.
I was actually concerned from the first fall that maybe I may have, like, broken something, but I think it would hurt a lot more. It's just super bruised with the nastiest scab. And that was through my pants. My pants did not rip. It was nice.
So that's why you want to listen to the podcast and do what we do and drink
a lot.
Learn from our fail, kids. There's a 2-martini maximum from now on. There always should be.
There's literally a picture from one of the last times I was in Cancun at one of those all-inclusive resorts where I had 3 martinis in front of me, like, full. I was like, fuck it, just keep bringing me martinis. This one, oh, that's right. One had too much olive juice in it, so then I ordered 2 regular ones with no olive juice so that I could make 2 perfect martinis.
That's the third time you've done that in my presence, so that makes it 4 times I know of you doing that in your life.
I'm not allowed to go to all-inclusive resorts anymore.
You're just not allowed to have more than 2 martinis.
I can't follow that rule.
You're going to be in a wheelchair. All your bones will be broken. Your liver's exploded.
Seriously,
you're
like, I think my kidney might be exploding.
I'll take a 3rd martini. This one has too much olive juice.
When your side hurts for no reason, that's not good, right?
No, it's not. It could be from the fall. It could be from the 16 martinis.
It was probably from all the wine tequila.
It can't be the tequila. The tequila was expensive.
Yeah, but the wine wasn't. Oh, the wine wasn't bad.
But you're right. Yeah. You shouldn't mix them. Tequila. Weren't we talking about tequila rose the other
day? Tequila rose.
You know, tequila rose. Tequila rose. That's what you did yesterday. Tequila rose. Let's talk about current events. We should just change it from, like, cool shit going on to, like, let's just talk about politics, but
we won't have
I'm
to
done
after this.
I'm done after this. I'm taking a break.
Right? I mean, no, we'll take a break in about 4 months.
Yeah.
You know there's going to be so much shit going on. He's going to be able to start getting arrested for shit. It's going to be amazing.
Actually, you're right. I kind of have this idea in my head. It's like, I don't want this man to take up any more space in my brain and any more energy for my life. But if it's everything is the culmination of everything we've been waiting for, then fuck yes,
right.
I'm
no,
paying
this,
attention.
This is the payoff. This is the, I feel like over the last 4 years, like, well, he's not going to do that. He wouldn't do, I mean, there has to be some sort of order. Mm-hmm. He's doing, and no one's stopping him? What the fuck? Mm-hmm. So now it's the, oh, now shit's going down, unless he skates, and I swear to God, I will storm the Capitol. I'm pretty sure that's triggered somewhere in podcasts. Now we're going to get flagged.
Well, you do have your phone next to you, so.
Oh, that too. Listen, it'd be for the good. I got nothing.
So let's just stay. Right now it's 10 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So that's why we opened our bottle
at 9,
because we're like, oh, that's
Eastern time, midnight, woo!
Exactly.
No more Trump! All right!
Technically, he's not leaving till 8 in the morning or whatever, but that's why we started drinking early, and we're like, oh, we're already drinking, let's record a podcast.
So, great idea.
Perfect idea. Well, we've only had 1 glass of champagne. How bad could we fuck it up?
For once, maybe not fuck it up. Maybe mm-hmm. I won't talk over you the entire time.
Wow. Let's see about that. But I was going to say, so far what we've heard coming out of the news is we're still waiting. Let's just Google it to make sure. We're still waiting for the presidential pardon list.
Oh my God. It's going to be Bannon.
But yeah, everybody says, oh, Steve Bannon's on it. And I don't know if you guys remember why Steve Bannon and Trump had a big falling out over, I forget what it was. He was saying Trump had lost his mind about something, and I forget the specifics. But the reason why he's now being indicted, or he's been indicted, is because he and a couple of other guys did a crowdfunding. I don't know if it was GoFundMe or what, but they did a crowdfunding thing where they basically took about $25 million from people and promised to spend it on building the wall, you know, the Mexico-U.S. border wall. And so people were gladly donating to that, which, first of all, what the fuck? And second of all, these guys kept all their money. They were just like, hey, thanks for the $25 million. See you later, suckers.
Fucking losers.
So part of me is like, well, fuck you for donating, and you don't deserve that money. But also,
Steve Bannon should be in jail.
Steve Bannon should be in jail, and he doesn't deserve that money either.
No, he doesn't. That should go to charity. That should go help the kids in the cages go find their fucking parents. Mm-hmm. I was just reading something today on Twitter about how ICE was at the SFO airport in San Francisco, and there was a 19-year-old and a 9-year-old boys that were going home to Haiti, and ICE separated them and said he's an unaccompanied minor once they separated him and took their visas. And I don't know where it went from that, but people were like trying to get it to stop. And it's like, that's just like one big fuck you. Like,
dude, fuck ICE.
Yeah. They needs to be fucking defunded and completely just demolished.
Yeah. We haven't talked about that before, but in case anyone was wondering where we stand on ice, fuck ice.
Fuck ice. So I went to go look on Twitter to see if anything new was coming on real time. Not that you'll hear it until next week, but somebody put a pardon for Bannon makes it more likely a Senate conviction for Trump. And it's like, also, that would be one reason he might not do it.
Well, supposedly they've been talking about that all day. Like, there, it's unheard of that the pardon list should take this long to come out.
Right.
But he's like literally waiting to the last minute because of he's not sure what he wants to do about Steve Bannon. But like somebody inside the White House apparently leaked it out and said that he decided he was going to do it.
Fucking loser.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That guy sucks. So yeah, I can't wait to finally be like, oh, did you see what happened? Trump got 95 years for being a douche. Whatever.
I was going to say, if I was Trump, I would go to, what's that country where you can't get extradited out of?
I'm sure there's like some Cayman Island bullshit thing, like where you could be in the lap of luxury.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, he, even if he does, and the whole pardon himself bullshit, then there's always still the, was it the Ninth Circuit or the Sixth Circuit of New York, something or other, where I forget what the charges are on that one, but they've been waiting till he's out of office to do it. But presidential pardons don't, protect you under state, fill in the blank.
Apparently he's, already told everybody he's not going to do that. He's not pardoning himself, not pardoning his kids under his legal counsel.
Oh, because it would be incriminating.
Well, because it's not the right fucking thing to do, but. Well,
clearly not, but what has he ever done that's not, that correct. Is the right thing to do? Nothing. He doesn't care about that.
Correct. Well, if he actually did that, then it would go to court, and then people who are interested in, so this would be like kind of an unprecedented case to argue, right. Because it's never been done before, because why the fuck would somebody think that that was okay? Right. So they would go back to the original Constitution and be like, hey, and they would have to try to prove or disprove that that's what the Founding Fathers initially intended when they wrote that. Right. And that would be like, that would be super fame garnering for any lawyer, anybody who was doing that. And people, there were a lot of people who would be interested in that.
Right.
So I think he's smart enough not to.
But yeah, because that sets a precedent, right? And then.
Well, exactly, yeah. Okay, I'm just going to check one more time and make sure that the list hasn't come out yet. But actually, it looks like it has.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Trump's last-minute pardons. One of the surprises of Tuesday night's marathon of absolution was reported pardon. Sorry, this is coming from, the Intelligencer. One of the surprises of Tuesday night's marathon of absolution was a reported pardon for Trump's former White House chief strategist, Steve Bannon. So I guess there's not really. Elliot Broidy. Republican fundraiser, Lil Wayne. He pled guilty in December to felony gun possession while on parole. Are you fucking kidding me? Kodak Black. He's also another rapper. He was arrested on a federal weapons charge. Kwame Kilpatrick. The former Detroit mayor, who's sentenced close to 30 years in prison on corruption charges. And then it goes on to ask the questions, could he pardon himself? So apparently this list still isn't finalized because the pen hasn't hit the paper yet. But
got it.
Good times.
Good times.
What a piece of shit.
It's a total piece of shit.
Oh, hey, speaking of QAnon, Mom sent me an email today.
Oh, you forwarded it. I didn't get a chance to look at it yet.
I didn't actually forward it. So my mom tends to do this thing where she gathers this QAnon bullshit, and then she sends out a mass email to everybody in her contact list, which makes it really incredibly easy for me to just hit reply all and be like, how about you click this link? You know what I mean? So it'll go to everybody she sent her original email to.
Yes.
Which is great. But basically this one is, it's again about that lady that who's claiming to be a scientist. Oh, her name is Dolores Cahill. Apparently she's an Irish, I don't know what, some sort of scientist, I guess. Apparently she has like some sort of credentials, but she's the one who back in March was saying like, this isn't a pandemic or whatever. So she sends me this thing. It's a link and it says why people will start dying a few months after the first mRNA vaccinations from Professor Doris Cahill. That's all it says over and over again. And I guess you're supposed to click the link. So yeah, I was like, right. I was like, how about this? I'll reply all instead. And I'll be like, I was like, hey, mom, spreading this kind of misinformation will literally kill people. Love you.
Please stop. I am. No, I won't. I was talking to my client today. I went to go drop off a color kit. And I don't know how we got onto the subject, but I was telling them about my upbringing and like why I went to go live with my friend's parents and whatnot. Like they, it's like, have you ever thought about writing a book? And I was like, you know, with the polygamy and her giving the house to Joe and all of that stuff.
Have we talked about that yet?
You know, we haven't found a way to make it funny. So we haven't.
Hey, do you guys want to hear the story about how our mom gave away not one, but two houses to her boyfriends? Because we'll tell you right now if you want to hear it.
Might as well. I could start it. But I just thought it was funny. Like, I was like, yeah, no, people have said we need to write a book. We just decided to do a podcast instead.
So let's see, where should we start with the houses?
So, mom.
So, Terry Penn.
Last names.
Well, is he even a real person? Just because.
I don't know, never met him.
Just because mom had his initials monogrammed on some silverware.
Embarrassing.
Apparently, a boyfriend from high school or something.
So, if we should put that out in the universe, I would be mortified if that were me.
But would you monogram your high school boyfriend's initials onto your silverware?
Tiffany bought me a pin that had a heart and just said Dan in it, and I thought it was hilarious. But I did it to be funny.
To be fair. All right, let's
mom
start.
Mom was very serious.
Let's start here. So our mom was married to this guy, Jeff, our brother's father. He was a complete piece of shit.
Total piece of shit.
Would beat the hell out of us. Was
not a good dude.
An ass fucking hole. And there's tons of stories. An ass fucking hole. There's lots of gross and horrible stories about him.
He stole a lot of money. And we were able to buy two houses next door to each other up in kind of a prestigious neighborhood in Laguna Niguel. Then, when he got caught stealing, they couldn't find the money. I don't know why they didn't prosecute him. It should have still been easy to do without the money, but they just decided to let it go, I guess. Again, I don't know a whole lot about that, so it's hard for me to really say for sure. But what I do know is that a few years later, mom couldn't find the money either. And that's when they started going through a divorce. And again, just a total piece of shit. So, just, you know, he stopped buying groceries. So I was the only person that had a job in the house. So I was like buying milk and stuff. And as a 16-year-old, that fucking sucks. But anyway, so they get divorced. I won't go into the horrible story of all that. But so they get divorced. She, you know, has the one of the houses got sold and pretty much paid off the lawyers. She got to keep the house we were living in, but it had like a $450,000 mortgage on it. So there was no like staying in it. And I even told her, I was like, mom, you need to sell the house. You'll have to get a job, but you can work like the bare minimum just to pay taxes, utilities, association fees.
Food. Our mother will not get
she
a job.
She will not get a job. Which is so funny. She has all these business ventures she wants to do, but as soon as they get slightly, like they could potentially make her money, she drops them. Like, I think she just likes the struggle. I don't really know. But anyway, so I told her, I was like, sell the house. And she's like, no, God will take care of it. And I'm like, great story. So she starts banging the neighbor.
She did start banging the neighbor.
And when I tell people that she had an affair, I have to, like, he wasn't married. He was just, you know, a single dad who lived nearby.
Across the street.
Across the street. And so they start doing their thing. And I'm like, this is fucking horrible. And then she's like, well, because he's Mexican, and she wanted a house down in Mexico, but she couldn't own land down there because as an American citizen, you can't, you know, if you have dual citizenship, you can. So she's like, why don't you build me a house down in Mexico, and I will give you this house here in the States. And he's like, great idea.
You're smart.
You're really smart. So we lived in the house for a while. Eventually, I had to move into my friend's parents' house. I actually moved to Utah, which was horrible, but then I had the opportunity to come back to California and live with my friend's parents for a while. And my mom finally gets her house built in Mexico. At least he did build it. But then when they were on their way to move all of her shit down there, mind you, so I come by for one last time to kind of see the house before she goes. All of our baby pictures, all of our shit are just out in the rain. Like, that shit was going to the dump. And I'm like, seriously? Like, he's like, I told your mom to take it. And it's like, I mean, I get it, but like, and, but mind you, I know this, I've known this guy for a while. Like, again, not a great dude. I was like 13 going over drinking beers at his house. But when you're 13, you're like, oh my God, the neighbor lets me drink. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so they go down to Mexico, and I guess at the Texas-Mexico border, he drops her off. Mm-hmm. They got in some fight or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, see ya.
He's like, bye.
Now I got two houses.
Right? So three houses.
Oh, right.
He has his own house. Right. He has our house, which he moved his girlfriend into, by the way.
She still lives there.
She still lives there, and he still lives in his house. And then he's got the house in Mexico, too. Mm-hmm. It's a real piece of shit. Mm-hmm. But again, can you blame him?
I mean, yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to, but also... my mom's a moron.
Right. It was not a wise choice.
It was not. And the thing is, if she wants to make all of her bad decisions, that's fine. But I was barely 18. Richard was not 18. And she had kids she had to take care of.
Well, she sent Richard to live with me.
Like she does with all the rest of the kids.
Well, listen, I just want to say to you, I know it sounds harsh the way that we're telling this story. We didn't tell this story in this tone the first time it happened. But she proceeded to go on and give another house away. So now we're kind of just like, do you like living on the streets?
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Because at the end of the day, one of us is going to have to take care of you. And yeah. It's not me. I call dibs. I call not it. Anyways. And it's normally when I tell a story, it's more funny. Like, I don't know why it's so hard to tell it to the thing because... I can't see facial expressions, so I don't know how to change my tone either. I'm better telling the story in person.
No, it's totally working.
Good. Okay, good. Yeah. So then I didn't talk to him forever until recently. I saw him on Facebook, and I was like, you know what? Fuck that motherfucker. I'm going to friend request him, and then maybe I can guilt him out of some money. Of course, I was going to put into an account for Mother.
Of course.
But, yes. Yeah, there's no guilting that guy. He feels zero remorse for it.
Well, he did say something like...
You could tell he was drunk. He called me through Facebook Messenger, and I'm like, do I want to answer this right now? I'm like, yes, I do. So I'm like, oh, hi, Joe. How are you? And he's like, oh, hey. And we talked for like a minute because his daughter's kind of in the beauty industry. And then he's just like, well, you know, I just want to tell you, like, my motto is you only live once, and you got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of your own. I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Cool story.
So glad you have three houses. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that was fun.
Yeah, luckily she's still living in a house now. We'll see how long that lasts.
Oh, she's not living here.
She can sleep between you and your man friend. You know what we should tell, actually? Just because it's new and fresh... We, unfortunately, listeners, we did not win the Mega Millions like we thought we were going to tonight.
I even bought it.
So we have another chance at winning the Powerball tomorrow. But I think what we should do is we should use the trick that our mother would have us do when we would go buy lottery tickets a lot, and we would have to sit in the car all together and chant. Do you remember what the chant was?
Although I remember it being in the living room with a candle, but...
Oh, we did that too. Okay. But we did it in the car at the grocery store after the tickets were bought.
This is why we haven't won yet.
Okay, let's do the chant right now. This is for Powerball tomorrow.
Okay. We want to win the lottery. Money is good. Money is our pal. For those who have watched the movie The Burbs, that might sound very familiar to you, only it was, we want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is our pal. That's how we should have our send-off.
I just want you guys to know we didn't rehearse that at all.
No, we didn't. No.
That was
we don't need to. That's straight from memory.
Straight from traumatic childhood memories. If we win...
Then we'll have to give mom some money.
Yeah, and we'll take back everything we said.
Like, you know what? There's really something to that.
Let me buy you a couple houses so you have some extras to give away to your friends. Okay, word from our sponsors?
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Well, hello again. I know it's been a while, but don't you worry. Your friends here at Temple Twat have been hard at work coming up with new products intended to help maintain that holy hole of yours. Today, we're so excited to introduce you to a new evolution in freshness, Temple Twat Poon Powder. Poon Powder is an innovative way to maintain that just showered freshness all day. Just a small handful of Poon Powder can keep that notorious BAG dry and smelling glamorous all day. We're not sure why Heavenly Father chose to make the bearded clam often emit the odor of a rotten tuna taco, but we're here to fix it with three lovely scents. Try Gardenia Gash, Magnolia Muff, or Lilac Lady Garden. And yes, we all know that talcum powder is rubbed on your genitals is a cause of ovarian cancer, but don't you worry. Thanks to tithing, the Mormon Church has enough money to hire the best attorneys to defend itself from lawsuits or pay you in the event that you win.
You won't!
So sprinkle some poo powder on that pink wrinkle and seize the day. Temple Twat, committed to keeping your hole holy.
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons listeners get 20% off your first purchase of poo powder. Just use the promo code SISTERWIVES at checkout. That's promo code SISTERWIVES for 20% off your first purchase of poo powder.
Hi, that was fun.
Sure was.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Let's tell a story.
You know what I love, Mandy?
What?
Titties.
Do you really?
No, I mean, better look at it. It's better looking than a wang.
That's true. Yeah, they all right.
Right? I like to look at them from a distance.
You know what I like is glitter and booze and shoes.
So many shoes. Oil.
Dollar bills, dirty.
Dirty
stinky.
Dollar bills.
I like a man who has a stubbly chest.
Oh.
Well, actually, I don't want to spoil your story. Listeners, in case you haven't figured out what we're going to tell you about tonight, you're here listening to this podcast because we like to tell you stories of times that we've gotten drunk, made questionable life choices, done stupid shit, and maybe not stupid, but just... what's the word I'm looking for? Uncomfortable?
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever been to a strip club. I'm sure that some people have a really good time. For someone like myself, I get very uncomfortable really quickly. And like I said, like, I love watching the movie Showgirls, but even watching that in the comfort of my own living room, I get uncomfortable. Now imagine sitting it in your face.
This is going to be really fun coming up with the social media for this episode.
Oh, yeah. This is the second time on the podcast we've talked about Showgirls.
This one's going to be called The Charlotte's First Time at the Strip Club. I don't know why you're the Charlotte.
The Charlotte. Besides, I was going to say, the first time was okay. It was the second time that was the really terrible one.
Tell us about it.
Why don't I tell you the first time I went to the strip club, then you tell the first time you went to the strip club, and then I'll tell the gross strip club story.
And then I hope everyone has a very flaccid penis by the end of this podcast.
I know I do. So the very first time I ever went to a strip club, I want to say I don't even think I was 21. And if I was, I was just barely 21. Like, I think you have to be 18 to go to a strip club. But I kind of remember having a cocktail, so I think I was just barely 21. And this guy that I was kind of flirting with at the restaurant that I worked at, we were all getting off work at the same time, me, Gus, and Sammy. And they're like, Charlotte, you've never been to a strip club before? I was like, no. Like, go home, change, go to the strip club. And I was like, okay. So we go in. Actually, you know what? I don't even think we changed. We went in our uniforms.
Even better.
Right? So we walk in. And, you know, there's the girls dancing and there's all the guys with, like, their gin, you know, their Jack and Cokes. And the girls are in, like, leopard bikinis. And I just started laughing. I couldn't stop. And Gus was like, Charlotte, you are going to get us kicked out. I'm like, it's just such a cliche. Like, this is every bad movie I've ever seen. And, you know, then I got a little more comfortable, but I was like, oh, my God, what is happening?
Was it just girls dancing around in bathing suits?
No, they took them off eventually. Oh, okay. But, like, when I got in there, there wasn't a whole lot of titties showing. But okay. It was just, like, it was the beginning of the striptease.
Got it.
And then we found a stage, and there was a girl that just had bad hair, bad tattoos, and a leopard bikini. So I was thinking of her specifically. And Gus was like, here's a dollar. Go put it in her G-string or whatever. I was like, I can. He's like, come on, just go do it. And I was like, okay. So I walk over and she's like, hey, or whatever. And I just threw it at her and I ran away.
You threw a soiled $1 bill at
it
her?
It wasn't crumpled up or anything, so it just, like, wafted in the air.
It would have been better if it was crumpled up with, like, a quarter and a penny with it or something. Just like, here.
I gotta go. And he tried to get And she was, you know, she was game because, of course, I would be game, too, to make somebody that uncomfortable. But it's like, Charlotte, you're going to get a lap dance. I'm like, the fuck I am. And I left. So, yeah, that was my very first time in the strip club.
My very first time at the strip club was very late at night in Portland. I was hanging out with a girl who was talking about, like, how she was the model for the ass on the original Motley Crue posters. Nice. For their first show at the Whiskey a Go-Go or whatever. She's like, yeah, the jean cutoffs and the fishnet tights, like, that's my ass. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
We had a
great time. But so we went to the strip club. I don't know if that's actually my first time, but the time that I remember as being my first time was we were in Portland. It was called Union Jack's.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
You know it?
I mean, because I was going to say that was the third time I went to a strip club, and it was that one. Mm-hmm.
And so we walked in, and the girls dancing, it was the late shift, like, and I think there's some weird rule in Portland, like, you either can't have booze and bush, or, like, you can have all bush, but you can't have any booze drink. Or yeah. Something like that. So this was, like, a you-couldn't-drink place, but it was, like, all bush, so, which makes it even worse, right? Because it's like, what the fuck do you even want to do in here if you can't drink? So you walk in there, you can't get drinks, and the girls that were in there was one girl at a time dancing, and the one girl that was in there was just, I mean, rough looking. Like, she had sores all over her. You know what I mean? Real bad tattoos, really bad hair. Like, you could tell she was, like, just getting enough money to go get some more fucking crack or whatever. Right. And I was just like, this place sucks.
Not a great idea.
I don't like it. I haven't been to the strip club that many times. The only other time I can really recall, there's probably some other, like, Portland nights where we stumbled in and out of places.
Right.
But I do remember going to the Cecil in Vancouver with Courtney. And I don't know if that could have also been my first time, but again, drunk, yeah. Don't really remember it.
Like I say, I think I've only been three times, and I might be wrong. Like, you guys might have went to Union Jack's, and I was like, you know, I'm out on the strip clubs, because I don't remember it. So I was either blacked out or I chose to go to the bar next door or something like that.
Where you could get an actual drink.
Where I could get a cocktail. Cocktail. That takes me to my second time that I was at a strip club. So me and my friends drove to Las Vegas, and I don't know whose brilliant idea it was, but somebody looked up things to do in Las Vegas. I was like, oh, you can go to the strip club. They'll come pick you up in a limousine. I'm like, great idea. And, like, I was a little bit older than these girls, so, like, I kind of felt like I needed a chaperone a little bit. Like, I didn't. They're old enough. They're at least 24 at the time. But I also didn't want to just stay at the Flamingo by myself, so.
Oh, you guys stayed at the Flamingo?
Oh, we stayed at the Flamingo.
Nice.
But, yeah, then this totally, like, 90s white stretch. Not even stretch. It was just a limo. It was just a shitty limo. And, like, it had, like, that really awful liquor that was just in the glass bottles that say vodka and,
oh my God,
whiskey.
Was David Lee Roth in the back of it?
He should have been. But yeah, there's some pictures of us. I'll have to find them, except for that maybe I won't if I tell the entirety of the story. We'll blur out their faces. But anyway, so we get there, and it's a half girl strip club, half guy strip club. And I'm thinking, all right, this will be good. We'll go see some titties. It'll be great. So we walk in, and we keep walking past the titties. I'm like, but the titties? And they're like, no, we're going to go to the dudes. I'm like, ew. Not my jam.
Yeah, dude strippers are
they're
not.
They're just gross.
Even if they're hot, they're gross.
That just reminded me of why I hate dude strippers, besides this, but why I knew ahead of time I didn't like dude strippers. I don't want to get off the story, but Amber Autumn's wedding at the Nightlight. Yeah, I'll tell that later.
I almost would have gone to my grave without remembering that one.
Anyways, so we go in there, and I have a cocktail, and this total leathery dude comes up after he does his thing on stage, which I was not even paying attention to. He's like, hey, you want a lap dance? And I'm like, no, thanks, dude. I'm just here with my friends. And he's just like, oh, come on, you'll have a good time. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching them. I'm their chaperone. Like, I've told him, like, I'm matronly. Mm-hmm. And so he goes away for a bit. Then I have a few more drinks. And then he comes by a second time, and I totally, again, like, dude, not interested. We're cool. Like, whatever. And then I'm pretty drunk now, and my friends are off, hey, Charlotte, come with us. And I thought maybe we were leaving. I don't really know. So then we sit on this, like, black leather couch.
Ew.
And it's just gross. And, like, next thing I know, all three of us girls are just sitting on the couch while these three stripper dudes are, like, grinding up on us. And I'm like, well, if I... You can't dry hump me. This cannot be legal. I am not okay with this.
Not only is it not legal, but you're paying for it.
Right. Well, and so, like, he can see I'm not into it. And then, like, he turns around and puts his butt on me, which I thought was a girl thing. But, like, it's like, I don't have junk down there. I don't know what you think you're doing. And he grabs my hand and puts it on his chest and has me, like, rub around his chest. And he, like, didn't shave that day, so he was all stubbly and gross. And I'm just like, why is this to me in my own brain. Now, I wish I would have had the thing of, like, why am I here? Get up and leave, because this is how people get. And I get that I'm not going to go that far because I was at a strip club and they were just doing their job to a degree. But, like, if it would be like, no, you need to be rude and be like, I am not into this. I am leaving. I had to pay him for this.
As the girls on My Favorite Murder say, fuck politeness.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Get out alive. But anyways, I look over and my two girlfriends are essentially getting finger banged on this couch. And I'm just like, why is this happening to me? I am not, this is not what I signed up for. And then the dude finally grabs my, like, hand, which would have a wedding ring on it. And he's like, what, are you married or something? And, like, flaps my hand away. And I'm like, nope, just not into it. And he's just like, so he goes and switches with one of the other strippers. Like, that was the problem. I'm like, I just don't want to get finger banged next to my friend on this dirty ass couch by some stripper. Like, you should be paying me for this.
Yeah, that's gross. That is really gross.
So gross. And so, yeah, then I paid them $25.
I chose the wrong moment to take a sip of the champagne.
I am too classy for a fucking strip club.
Mm-mm. I don't know where your fingers have been. Well, yes, I do, actually. I've seen them.
Yeah, they were at my friend's cooter just a second ago. Thanks. Now, I don't know that there was penetration. I didn't actually see that, but I'm assuming what was happening. There was a lot of O faces happening, and I did not like it. Okay, so what do you remember about Crystal's wedding?
No, it wasn't Crystal. It was someone.
It was one of our friends' bachelorette parties. Mm-hmm. And, like, we were at this bar called the Nightlight in Bellingham. And it's not a strip club. It's just, usually there's a band playing there. And we were in one of the side rooms.
Bellingham has no strip clubs that I'm aware of.
Yeah, I don't think they do. So this old dude, and when I say old, he's probably 45.
55.
All right, 55. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like maybe he was younger, but he was just so tan and leathery and gross that he looked a lot older.
We're going, okay, he looked like 55. He looked like the Tiger King.
No, the Tiger King would have been better than that. You know, he looked like Iggy Pop. He looked,
yes,
like a tan Iggy Pop.
He did look like Iggy Pop.
And
so,
just
65?
Super leathery, though. When I think of Iggy Pop, I don't think of tan, and this guy was tan.
Yeah, too tan.
So what happened was, is we all had to sit in a circle on these, like, folding chairs. And there was, what, like, 15 of us, maybe? Mm-hmm. And, like, he would go up and, like, he'd look at you and he'd walk over and then, like, do, like, a lap dance on you. And I was like, oh, this isn't good. And then I don't know whether he went to Laurie or Tiffany first, but as soon as he made eye contact with Tiffany, she got up and ran out of the room because she's smart.
Good for her.
Yeah. Laurie, on the other hand, had a very good time. It's her story. I won't get into that.
Let's also tell me if I'm remembering this right, but wasn't there, like, a lime green and tiger striped bikini,
yes,
banana hammock, like,
oh,
situation,
yeah, oh,
happening?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All
with
the way
straps
to suspenders.
That go all,
like,
the way,
yeah,
over, like a wrestling outfit?
Like a wrestling outfit. Oh, yeah, I think there was something going on.
It wasn't
I don't
good.
I don't think it was the strap part, but it definitely was, like, a big banana hammock that was green. And it,
yeah,
was
with tiger stripes.
Yes, black striker, yeah, tiger stripes.
Yes,
that's right. Yeah, no, fucking gross. Yeah, he got to Laurie before me, which was great because, like, Laurie is this small little thing, and so he was just picking her up, swinging around. She was like, "This is great," and I'm just like, "Oh, there's nothing." Because for one, that is a very intimate thing that I like to do in private. and especially not with some random Iggy Pop looking motherfucker.
He was not attractive.
Not even in the slightest. But yeah, I think the same thing. He looked my direction. I was like, I gotta go. Like, I cannot with this. But that's yeah.
Are we prudes? Because strippers are gross?
It's just that strippers are gross. Like,
if you watch strippers on TV or in movies, those aren't gross.
Okay. Let's say you were in a Magic Mike kind of situation, right? So you got Channing Tatum. Whatever. He's got a hard name to say, especially when you've been drinking. My two glasses of champagne. Okay.
Channing Tatum. Nice guy.
Nice guy. I just still don't want him rubbing up on me in front of other people where they can see. I could do that in private.
If Magic Mike wants to dance in front of me,
that's fine. No
touching.
That's fine.
Don't, yes, get stay the fuck away from me.
I don't want it coming out.
I don't know you.
I don't want to see it hard.
No.
Because that was the other thing with, I was going to say, he's a cross between Iggy Pop and Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
That thing,
yeah,
because
yeah.
of the tanness and the grossness. But Matthew McConaughey is way better looking, but he had the face of Iggy Pop. There
right.
you go. I figured
Perfect.
It out.
Nailed it.
Got some photoshopping to do.
This will be fun.
But yeah, I was going to say, that was the other thing, was like he had a full-on boner, and I'm just like, you can't have that! You're a stripper! This isn't allowed! Like,
I'm sure they can't control it.
It's gross. Tape that shit down.
Actually, yeah, maybe you're right.
Right?
Do we have any strippers listening to the podcast?
I need answers.
We need...
From a distance.
Don't touch us with your hard penises, but we would like to know what you're supposed to do with those if they get hard. And you're performing, as it were.
Right.
Yeah, see, I like the performance part. Like, I like the... Did you ever go to Perry Farrell's, or Jane's... It was Jane's Addiction. I forget what year. It was in the early 2000s. But it was when he had the La La Girls.
Oh,
the
no.
The strippers, and they had...
That
would
have been awesome.
Yeah.
See, that is... Especially ladies. Lady strippers mm-hmm. are nice to look at. Dude strippers, I can maybe see the appeal at a distance, but...
Well, it's all about the performance and the costumes and the theatrics.
Well, I tried to go Magic Mike because they at least tried to put on some sort of...
I'm agreeing with you. That's what I'm saying.
But even then, I don't know if I'd be into it.
I'm down for the dancing. I'm down for the costumes, the acrobatics. Like, I would love a performance. I don't need some fucking
semi-erect.
Drug addict, semi-erect old man who looks like Iggy Pop and Matthew McConaughey had a baby and then gave it heroin to rub up on my body.
But you know, the other part of that, I feel so bad because I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm sorry that you're an old dude and this is a profession that you've chosen and I'm sure you're really good at it if people are into it. I'm just not. And I'm really sorry. I gotta go now. Forever.
You know, back to that Jane's Addiction tour, the La La Girls. One of my friends lost his virginity to one of those girls.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Brian? Yeah.
It's my claim to fame that my friend lost his virginity to a performer.
I'm practically famous.
Practically famous. Where do you go from that? Where do you go from...
I can't believe I forgot that story and we didn't talk about it sooner. there's a lot of nuggets up there. I just got to get them out.
That's what happens when you drink too much.
But my kidney hurts.
Oh, should we call it off? Should we end the podcast? Take you to the hospital?
We're going to need more Patreon members to pay my medical bills.
Listen, be excellent to each other.
Yeah.
Do what you can to be nice to one another. Look towards the future and... Not towards the past. Well, let's look a little bit more towards the past, just until we get some convictions and shit going on.
And then when it comes to your neighbors, positive intent. You know, don't think that people are trying to be dicks. They probably don't even know that you think that they're being dicks. And what was the other one? Oh, and it's not all Trump supporters' fault that they're stupid. Some people are just easily manipulated.
If you want to hear more stories about people rubbing semi-erect penises on Charlotte, leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Does that mean I have to go to a strip club if somebody leaves a review on Apple Podcasts?
Yes. If we get up to 50 reviews, we will go to a strip club and we will live.
Then we need at least 100. Okay, I have demands. When we get up to 50 reviews on Apple Podcasts, which we're fairly close to, and then 100 subscribers on YouTube.
Then we'll go do a
then
live.
We'll go to the strip club.
A live stream at the strip club?
Yes. Can we do that? Is that allowed?
Instagram. TikTok.
Be like, what? It's just a minute. I got yelled at for taking video inside the Alamo is all I'm saying.
Oh. Well, if we give them a lot of money.
Okay.
we're about to win that lottery with the lottery chance. That's
true. We're going to be real rich. Don't worry. We're still going to do this podcast, though, because it's fulfilling.
Check out our website.
It's fhebadmormons.com.
We have merch.
We have stories that we already told you.
We have pictures of us.
More pictures of us.
Links to things like YouTube and Twitter and TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and all the social medias.
And send us emails with stories of the time you went to strip clubs and got accosted by strippers.
Or tell us stories about things that your mom has given away to her boyfriends. Or silverware that she's had monogrammed with.
We're leaving that in, huh?
With her high school boyfriend's initials. Just on the chance that he might come and find her one day and they'll get married.
So embarrassing.
Sorry, Mom, but you did it. You have to face the consequences of your actions.
When God said TP, he really meant Joe H. And then when he said Joe H, he really meant whoever it is that she's married to now.
That one dude. All right. Thank you guys so much. Like, subscribe, share, check out our YouTube. If we get enough subscribers, like Charlotte said, we will live stream from the strip club.
I think we finally got Mom to disown us.